With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. 24 years ago today, Americans stood united, and earlier today, President Trump led the nation in marking the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Joined by top military brass, the president addressed a somber observance at the Pentagon, one of the three 9/11 crash sites.
As one nation, we renew our sacred vow that we will never forget September 11th, 2001.
He spoke of America's resilience in the years since the terror attacks. Following his remarks, the president and first lady laid a wreath in the Pentagon chapel to honor those who lost their lives. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Donald Trump Jr. paying tribute to his late friend Charlie Kirk on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network today.
You can win them over, and they can wake up, and they can change their mind, and they can come around to our view of the world. I mean, you know, what was so radical about anything Charlie said? He talked about God, our Constitution, said men can't be women. He talked about family, work ethic. I mean, you know, these are not exactly radical ideas, and yet to the radical left today, they are very radical.
The shooter who assassinated Charlie Kirk and then vanished off a roof and into the woods, still at large. Federal investigators late this evening appealing to the public's help by releasing photos and videos of the person believed to be responsible. Security experts question the protection provided to Charlie Kirk in that outdoor event at Utah Valley University. Now, campus police chief Jeff Long says six officers staffed the event and coordinated with Kirk's security team. Many of the experts criticize the lack of perimeter security at that event. This is SRN News. Young people apparently just don't care about marriage or children.
A new poll from NBC and SurveyMonkey asks Generation Z, teens and 20-somethings, what it means to be successful. The number one item is a good job. Number two is enough money to do what you want. And number three is similar, financial independence. Amongst young men, being married and having kids is in the 7th and 8th places on their success list. On the women's list, they are 10th and 11th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge ruling that a Detroit area city that banned gay pride flags from publicly owned flagpoles did not violate the Constitution. U.S. District Judge David Lawson has dismissed a suit against Hamtramck 2 years after the city council voted to allow only five kinds of flags on public property. They include the American flag, the Michigan flag, and flags that, quote, represent international character. This is SRN News. Inflation moving higher last month as consumer prices rose 2.9% in August from 1 year earlier. George Williams has more.
Numbers come a day following news that U.S. producer prices actually lowered unexpectedly last month, dropping 0.1% from July. In total, year over year, the producer price index rose 2.6%. The Fed weighs the consumer price index against its target rate of 2% and will be taking all these numbers into account, including the latest job numbers, when it meets next week to determine how to act on its benchmark interest rate. George Williams, Washington.
The Trump administration asking an appeals court to remove Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors by Monday before the central bank's next vote on interest rates. Trump sought to fire Cook August the 25th, but a federal judge ruled this week removal was illegal and reinstated her to the Fed's board. More details at SRNNews.com.